She was perhaps the Santa Barbara Zoo's most famous resident, and the zoo has a new tribute to her. Jimena was a giraffe, which was enough to make her a star to many people, but nature gave her a unique twist, which made her special even among giraffes.
She was famous because of the deformity that she had in her neck that gave her a bend, so she was famously called the crooked neck giraffe. She fascinated lots of people by how well she adapted to the deformity that she had and how normal she was, and so it inspired a lot of people.
Michelle Green is the Santa Barbara Zoo's curator of mammals.
There's no real idea of what the initial cause was, but there was some fusion of the vertebrae and some changes to the bone, and bone and, you know, anatomy is pretty amazing and adapts to anything that it needs to survive. And so the bones were changing and growing to support her as she grew and keep her on balance and keep her head pointing forward so that she could move around and do what she needed to do.
Green says Jimena grew up with the disorder and never acted like she was different from the other giraffes.
It happened slowly. It started when she was about 3 years old, and she lived till she was 21. So it was over almost 2 decades the transition happened slowly, and you know, it was normal to her. She dealt with it every single day. She just never knew anything different and was able to be a part of the herd. She had a calf when she was old enough at the zoo and delivered on her own. She could eat anything the rest of the giraffes could eat, and sometimes more, and so she did very well.
Generations of school children grew up with Jimena, and her uniqueness brought her national attention.
She ended up on a few shows about animal wonders and adaptations. She also inspired a TV show about a boy with scoliosis that was really inspired by Jimena and all that she had to put up with and how well she handled it. There was a book written about her, a children's book teaching children how being different is kind of fun and interesting. So a lot of people connected with Jimena and were very inspired by her.
Jimena lived to be 21, dying from the impacts of old age in 2008. The median life expectancy for female giraffes in zoos is a little over 19 years, so she lived longer than might be expected. Now her skull and famous crooked neck are featured at the zoo in a new exhibit and tribute to the popular giraffe.
We preserved her skeleton and the first 6 vertebrae of her neck, and with the help of Skulls Unlimited, a company that a number of zoos work with to preserve their skulls, they're all preserved and cleaned up, and they are rearticulated, so it's in a position that she was in, that she would have moved through the world in, with the crook in her neck as well as the tilt of her skull. We were lucky enough after a while to find a company called TruePart in Ventura that was able to custom make a display case for her.
Green says the new display brings back many memories of the beloved giraffe.
I definitely have a personal connection with Jimena because I was able to be one of her keepers and work with her every day. I mean, as you walk by, you're reminded of all of the memories of her. Every single person that walks past stops, and it is really amazed and inspired.
The new Jimena display is part of the Santa Barbara Zoo's Discovery Pavilion. It also features an art show of unique x-rays of zoo residents and an area where you can watch the zoo staff prepare the many unique meals for the facility's hundreds of residents. Lancer Roscoe, KCLU News.